Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Tip of the hat to Mike Gibson on Twitter. He says there is an audiobook with each basket covered of Wilt scoring the 100 points. I don't know. How did they do that? How did they conspire? Who was the voice of it? It's all shadowy stuff. The big Wilt conspiracy. We have Mangione sentencing set for December 18th in the federal case. Apparently can only get life imprisonment. That's where it seems to be going. Okay, one other quick thing. Columnists for the Inquirer talking about what happened in Upper Marion again last night. Big victory, stopping this developer. Josh Shapiro starting to get nervous about how this anti-AI processing centers thing is going. This columnist says that this is problematic. This is not run-of-the-mill. Not in my neighborhoodism. According to one report, only 8% of data center opponents live near one or a potential site. Now, I don't know the metric, live near one, how many miles and all that. What I'm hoping is this is an all-out revolt against this nonsense. Not just the gargantuan water and all that. But the idea that a small number of people will be dictating things, the power of this, and the fact that it's overwhelming in every aspect of life, there is some artificiality that is running things, be it driverless SEPTA buses, even in sports analytics, depending on that, robotic surgery, just up and down the line, this idea that this is better, it's going to cure cancer, et cetera. So if only 8% are within any proximity, why are these people? Well, I told you why I think they're upset. It's free-floating, and Josh Shapiro is on the wrong side of it. So he sends his minions yesterday to lay out that Josh Shapiro has a lot of executive actions that he might be taking to stop this stuff. But of course, he got all this money from Amazon and these other developers. He was all on board. He opened the door to them. And now he sees the revolt that is underway. And I truly believe this is a revolt that's going on here. And you could argue, well, these people are missing the car we had this week, William, saying that these people are ignorant. I think he was implying we were ignorant here, too. And he said, that just means you're lacking knowledge. Let me give you all the knowledge on this. No, no sale. I think we know enough about this to know that most communities don't want it. Josh Shapiro's play is to figure out an executive order that his masters, Amazon and the others, will be okay with. Hope that the anger is directed toward these commissions, like in King of Prussia, Upper Marion last night, and not toward him. He's the one that pushed this. These commissions are just being overwhelmed. But I'm looking at the sheer number of these AI projects, data processing centers across the country. It is enormous, with no sense of the outcome of what might happen here and how it might happen. And we're seeing a little bit of the beginning of a left-right coalition pushing back on this. I couldn't get Stacey Garrity yesterday. Look, I can only try. I think she ought to call for a moratorium, not just a pause. That would mean there'd be a vote on bills in Harrisburg that do want a moratorium. Oh, the Chinese. Look, if we don't have one of these cockamamie data processing centers out there in Upper Marion, does that mean the Chinese are going to beat us 100 years from now? Is that what we're really saying? I'm sick of that. Oh, the Chinese are behind what's going on in Upper Marion. Josh Shapiro will float that one out there soon. Yeah, we're going to lose out to the Chinese. And don't you want cancer cured, Dom? I'm already gearing up for Bill O'Reilly. It's going to be a slugfest. His book, I think he's on September 15th or thereabouts. He sent me a signed copy, but we'll pivot toward AI since he's such a fan of it. Okay, here are the phone lines. And Linda Kearns, by the way, joining us at 1:30. She's at the 25th Republican Lawyer Summit somewhere, probably in Graceland. And it is the anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley this Sunday, and it'll be our side question on Monday. And it's always fun to talk to her about that. All righty, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Let's go to Joe in Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
My youngster of celebration is little orphan Annie, alongside her puppy dog, and in the presence of her mentor, Daddy Warbucks.
Nicely played, Joe.
Nice.
I would say that's on brand.
Mm-hmm.
That fits. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Little orphan Annie. We're not going to get that. I'm looking on Twitter. It's an explosion of answers. And when you think about it, real or fictional, there are a tremendous number of them. And I mentioned in the opener, this guy, Taylor Wilson, had his own nuclear reactor of sorts by the age of 14. Look, I'm all for kids, you know, doing something. You don't have to wait to work if you're 14 and all. But should a 14-year-old have a nuclear reactor? Okay. It doesn't quite make any sense. All righty, 855-839-1210. You get a line here on Talk Radio 1210. A friend of the show, been on with us before, wrote a column as we head back to school. Well, first of all, did you notice the high school now that suddenly has an asbestos problem? Kensington High School. When did we talk about Kensington? Well, just a few days ago, because we told you Kensington High School spent $18 million to put in air conditioning. And in doing so, I don't know, did they trigger the asbestos that was there? Now, the students, 1 week or so before they go back at Kensington High School, have to go to other schools until January.
That's awful.
This fraudulent Philadelphia public school system. And did anybody in Action News, NBC 10, did they say, oh, and by the way, the second class of Lincoln High School freshmen will go to school in trailers. Why? Well, they have too many students. Why? Well, let Dom Giordano tell you. Because of illegal immigration. That's why. Can you imagine, just again, a week before they start school at a fraudulent date, they discover asbestos after putting in $18 million in air conditioning. Again, what's the penalty? There is no penalty. They're a monopoly. This wretched system. I'm getting to the Reverend Joshua Robertson. Great guy. Been on the show multiple times. He just wrote a column. Jeff Yass, the billionaire, I think he's like the 26th wealthiest person in the world, was on my show once. And he talked about his idea. It costs now approximately in Philadelphia, says the Reverend Robertson, $42,621 for every student every year. If you gave these students, break it in half, 21,000, think about this, 21,000 to go, and Yass said this originally, to whatever school they and their parents wanted to go to, private school, and the other 21,000 put in escrow, even at a 2%, by the time they graduate, they would be worth $300,000. So where should we place our money as a society if we're going to spend that much per kid? In the Philadelphia public schools, who can't even open schools, we'll close them at the drop of a hat, $42,261 per student. And think about it. If these students opt out, it helps. There are fewer students to teach with the money that they have. Why don't they want to do it? They won't do it, any of this, and Democrats won't do it because they're oppressors, because this is a civil right, and because there are too many dopes out there that don't revolt against this and join us demanding school choice. And school choice means the funding for it. That's exactly right. Think about it. Think about those students over in Kensington High School. They're already there in Kensington. How many strikes against you is that? Well, I would say it's two strikes against you. Nolan Ryan is standing out there when he's only about 30 years of age, and he's not pitching at 60 feet. He's pitching at 30 feet. And he may hit you in the head, too, and you know that. He's just feeling bad today. That's how many strikes it is against you to be in Kensington. And they close your school a week down after they touted putting in air conditioning because of asbestos. Just let these kids go. Democrats will never do that. They will let no one go. They will fight to the death over this. They want to indoctrinate. They want that money. They want the infrastructure. They want the teachers' unions. They love the teachers' unions. You know, it's amazing how the villain out there is the healthcare guy, today's news. But the teachers' unions, they're the good guys. Think about how ill-run it is. I have people tell me all the time, I'd rather do business and have to collect the money with the city of Philadelphia than the school district. Because they have a product. They're going to have kids forced to go there no matter what happens. Imagine 42,000. 21 goes to private school. Now, you can't go to any private school for 21. There are some you couldn't go to, but you could certainly go to the Catholic schools. And then you get the other in escrow over your school career. That's the ASS plan. The kid and his parent graduate, they get a good education, and then they have money to do something with. Now, if you want, give the money back to the taxpayers, half of it. Okay, a quarter of it. I'm okay with that. They get a quarter of it to put in escrow. Just think about how big of a boondoggle this is. $42,261. And they can't even open up a school. So when they did this HVAC for $18 million, isn't there anybody there that checked for asbestos? Was there any kind of plan? All of a sudden, asbestos. That's it. And the school they have to go to is a defunct, closed middle school, Austin Meehan, in Northeast Philadelphia, pretty good distance away. How can they do something like that? They do it all the time. It's all part of what goes on in Philadelphia. Let me go to David in Lexington. David's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Don. Good afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Same here, David.
You know, you talk about 100-point scorers. There's only been one to do it in NCAA Division I basketball, and that's Frank Selby from the great University of Furman in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Now, everybody's climbing on. Zenos, the guy's got to be Greek. Everything goes through South Carolina now, Henry. We're starting another guy on this trip. Here we go. Mr. South Carolina. And Lindsey Graham was there to throw out the first jump ball.
Exactly. But I would have been Strom Thurmond back then. So.
Oh, yeah. You talk about legendary. Strom Thurmond campaigned with a funeral car, Henry. He slept in like the casket section in the back between stops.
Was it the Undertaker?
Well, he was in office when he was 101 at least, I think.
Geez.
Yeah, not right. Making it up. Old Strom, yeah.
Yeah. Well, for my side answer, Dom, when I think of all-time kids from the past, you know, sometimes it's in the name. Sometimes your name just predestines you to be good or bad. Example, you're not going to see one of the great names of history be Joe from Columbus, David from Lexington, right? Likewise, my answer, this guy who at 9 years old was discovering things of geometry. He created a calculator at age of 9 years old way, way back when, Blaise Pascal. You're not going to see a 12-year-old kid caught shoplifting or murder. Who was it? Blaise Pascal. No. Blaise Pascal is going to do great things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the name just determines what you're going to do in life. So for out there people having babies, think about the name, because the name determines what kind of path they'll take.
All right. Thank you. I'm serious. That's the beauty of this show. He's glommed onto now. Well, did you know in South Carolina, we have more shrimp? Zenos will be calling in with some Greek factoid made up probably today will astound us.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about the Greek kids. Yeah,
right. Yeah, the Greek kids. You know, well, Alexander the Great was put in charge by the age of 16 when I was researching this of winning against several enemies. The king was away and he let him in charge. He was 16. Well, guess what, Zenos? Joan of Arc was only 13. She was fighting the French in a 100-year war. They probably thought, well, you know, 100-year war, we're going to need somebody pretty young. Let's put a 13-year-old female in charge. Not tell everybody she's a female. Let's see what happens. She wins, and the prize is to get burned alive. Oh, my God. The French were saying, no, no, no. We're not taking any chances here with Joan of Arc. All right, phone lines. All right, and what did God have against the French? No, wait a minute. Was it the other way around? Joan of Arc was French. No. Yeah, she was in France. She wasn't in Britain. So I guess the English must have burned her alive.
Yeah, she's French.
She's French. The English burned her alive. Yeah. Aha, it was the English. Well, maybe God had something against them. Maybe that was possible. 855-839-1210. Grab a line. Linda Kearns at 1:30 today. And at 2 o'clock, Guy Henry really tracked down Hero, who fought back against gender-affirming care. I have to go let him tell it. Why was he going to go to jail if Trump had lost in the Biden administration? And how now his hospital, Texas Children's, is opening up a detransition center. That's a big change. 855-839-1210.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now... on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss at the lowest price available. That's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You are with Dom at 855-839-1210. So the Mangione trial today, a CNN correspondent, CNN now, really went off on the pleading of Mangione's lawyer. And this woman was a CNN analyst lawyer in the past, now heading up his defense team. And in front of the widow, not sure about any kids there, she talked about empathy for Mr. Mangione, about enduring severe pain from a broken back and the healthcare industry failing him miserably. My goodness. Here I thought he was a hero. I thought that's what the left told him. He was just striking a blow for everybody. Now it was debilitating pain. And this guy represented the insurance industry that was doing everything it could not to give him the proper health care that he paid for. And that's why he stalked him and shot him. My goodness. Look, the healthcare industry, particularly, we probably have all kinds of people that have been through some really difficult things. We know that. But this cold-bloodedly stalking him, 3D gun, shooting this guy is the exemplar of that, to strike a blow. Take that. Now you're going to listen to people more. By the way, I saw this. The Senate was told that passing the Save America Act would not move the needle for them that much. Oh, yeah? Well, it really has dampened the spirits of just about everybody. Scott Presler would tell you that they didn't even deign to do it. They were told by their pollster to be attacking insurance companies is what they ought to be doing in the midterm. Now, look, I'm open to that. I think the healthcare industry, insurance, and the type of stuff that goes into this is beyond cockamamie, without a doubt. Is that where Republicans ought to be going in the Senate? So watch for that if they follow the pollster and that's where they go. But this guilty plea today has kind of surprised people, not even fighting it and hoping for a lesser sentence, even though he admitted he knew exactly what he's doing, cross state lines, stalking, 3D gun, wanted to kill him, silencer, etc. There you go. A hero. Unapologetic, though, at all. Not apologizing for it. Back pain. Let's go to Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Mike. Happy Friday. Good to talk to you today.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to continue. Well, Mike Gonzalez is invited to be a co-host for a week. Can you imagine the studio? Well, Mike, I like that point you made. My God, what a bizarre. I think we slipped into the Twilight Zone yesterday. Mm-hmm. We got back out, but we were there.
Mm-hmm. No problem, Don.
Yeah, thank you. Jeez.
Yeah. So, I love movies, and I love when the casting directors actually get the cast right. It's like kind of like you can't handle the truth. That like whoever put that together, it really was perfect. So my answer today is Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka, who builds this monstrous chocolate candy empire and then decides he's such a kid because he got all of his creations as he was a kid. He's going to take the whole thing and give it to an honest kid.
Very well done. I like it. It's outside the box. Yeah, an answer like that. Exactly what we're looking for. 855-839-1210. Linda Kern's coming up. She's at this Republican Law Conference, but mainly the passing of Elvis. Is it 51 years ago? I think last year was the 50th. Maybe I'm off. Was it 74 or 75?
Let me look into that.
Yeah, I think it was around then. Happens on the date is on this Sunday.
77.
Oh, 77. So 20. Oh, coming up on the 50th. Now that is staying power, without a doubt. But the side question on Monday is probably going to be someone whose death, a public figure, shocked you, moved you. Maybe you even remember where it happened that it got to you. I'd say for a lot, it was, back in the day, John F. Kennedy. That was one of the first times we've seen that communicated in that manner that quickly. But it could be any number of people that, their passing just makes the world not as good. So be thinking about that one. We'll work that in on Monday. I mentioned every day becoming more convinced that AOC is going to be 1, 2, or 3, the top candidates on the Democrat side. So this stuff that she's peddling on woke 1 versus woke 2, key factoid now people are talking about, she's trying to use COVID. Everybody was a little bit nuts during COVID. No. This woke stuff started before COVID. maybe several years before it. And part of it wasn't just the George Floyd summer and stuff like that. It was canceling people. Today, not as much. You can imagine at the high point of it, someone like Sophie Cunningham would be canceled. Today, she's got a book deal. Yeah, she's under fire. These women are trying to do all kinds of stuff, but I don't think the fever or the wig has the power to get her out in any way, shape, or form. Not that she should have been, but in the past, that would be cancel territory. So it's going to be interesting to see if more women now come forward to see that you're not necessarily going to be canceled just because you are against the prevailing opinion there, which is, we don't even know what it is with the WNBA. When will they take it up again? I think they're just going to hope it calms down a little bit. And over the last day or so, it has calmed down a little bit. But there'll be other spasms here. And part of it is not just race. Part of it is the gender thing. Part of it is the LGBTQ thing. And this leg had been there in plain sight all along. Then came along Caitlin Clark, where people paid attention. And now they're aghast seeing how bad it is. All right, Linda Kearns next here on Talk Radio 1210. You know, let's talk for a moment about people. Many, many times it's women. And I've interviewed several that have gone to Dr. Bentz. And one woman said, I'm not old, I'm vintage, that had gone there. And I wanted to take care of and get a beautiful smile and really get great underlying dentistry. I'd always put that off. The money wasn't there, the family, the whole thing. Well, a healthy, beautiful smile is an investment in yourself and your confidence. It's not vanity. So whether you've been thinking about replacing missing teeth, improving your smile, or restoring the ability to eat and smile comfortably, you don't have to keep putting it off. Dr. Robert Bentz and Dr. Emily Bentz, board-certified prosthodontists, specialize in complex restorative and cosmetic dentistry. Their expertise is unparalleled. I've been a patient 12 years now, Dr. Bentz. Dental implants, veneers, crowns, full mouth rehabilitation, comprehensive smile makeovers, personalized, compassionate approach. And we've talked about dental fear, how they cope with that with you. This is the time to take care of this. This is your shot. You've spent a lifetime investing in the people you love. Now invest in yourself. Start with your smile. Just get that initial consultation with Dr. Bentz or Dr. Emily Bentz. 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state. I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Sunday, 1977, so 49 years ago, we lost Elvis. How does Linda Kearns go about commemorating that? She's at a big 25th annual Republican Lawyers Summit. Is Elvis on the agenda there? Some ipso facto hocus pocus? She's on Zoom, too. I don't know how she, I thought she'd be at a big hotel there. They'd be discussing mandamus writs and everything else. Linda Kearns, youtube.com/101210. What town are you in, Linda?
I'm in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, good choice. That seems like, what's the mood? Do you sense anything on the ground, the big Michigan race?
Well, so this is the 25th annual Republican National Lawyers Association Election Law Seminar. So we do this every summer, and it's really interesting. It is off the record. There's no press here. Okay. But we all get together, and we have speeches and so forth and sessions to just learn about election law.
Do they know of what Linda Kearns has done here in the Delaware Valley? So much so that very skeptical talk radio people bought into the 2024 election and what to do because of you.
They do know here. I often speak at this conference. I took off this summer. I am not speaking this summer. But yeah, no, I'm pretty well known across the country for election law.
Good, absolutely. Good. Well, and I meant really, you know, the perceptual part of this is the really, really hard part for people to believe. It gets harder every day, given what the other side is up to. Linda, what's the theme this year? Is it in a look toward the midterms? Is there a particular, because as you know, election integrity with listeners, that's among our top three issues to talk about.
And it should be. So here we are like talking about the midterms, but there's tons of court cases out there. And we're talking about each state's efforts and where those efforts are being concentrated. So this is really the Republican National Lawyers Association organization. It's a great organization. I'm thrilled that we're in our 25th annual conference. And I just learn a lot from being with all these other election lawyers. And Dom, these are real lawyers. They're not like you who just spouts out words that he thinks are legal and then he thinks sounds good. So I'm not running into people here who are just spouting out ipso facto and then think they know everything. So that's not going on here.
Bring them on. I'll argue against them in court. Your Honor, I plead guilty. Well, wait a minute. You're the defense attorney. Okay.
Well, speaking of arguing, I wanted to propose a side question for Monday.
Okay.
Because it's the day after the Elvis's anniversary, Elvis's death, right? And I think the topic should be, the side question should be topics that Dom Giordano is afraid to debate Linda on, so he fixes the audience. And off the board right away, we'll have to take Jaws, because I already debated you on that on one. So you can have listeners call in and suggest all the other topics that you're afraid to debate me on. And that's related to Elvis, because that's the only reason you won the Elvis Sinatra debate, was because you loaded that audience with people of Italian descent from South Philly.
That was easy to do. Well, we'll consider. No, what we probably are going to do is a death that moved you, because Elvis's death certainly did. Linda, do you remember where you were, what you were thinking when that? Were you a fan of Elvis at that point, or too young?
Yeah. So I was to give away my age, I was 10 when he died. And I absolutely remember it. My dad was a huge Elvis fan, And at the time, if any of the audience remembers, we didn't have all these channels on TV. So you would only have, you know, here in the Delaware Valley, 3, 6, and 10. And I remember the pictures of all of those people, you know, at Graceland. And I remember the cover of the Evening Bulletin. That's the paper we read at the time, with the pictures of everyone at Graceland. And I think, you know, when Henry and Kirk, thank you for booking me. I always have to say hi to my producers. When he said that you wanted to talk about this, I think that, you know, Elvis was very young when he died. He was 42. And yeah, I think that let's take away from that. None of us know how long we have, and to make every day count. So that's what I would like people to take away from that.
Absolutely. Do you do anything special, though, on Sunday?
No. Well, last year I actually went to Graceland for this. They call this Elvis Week. But this year I'm here. So, no, I'll think about it. I it may sound a little over the top, but I listen to Elvis music almost every day, practically every day. It's my go-to music. It calms me down. I like it in the background when I'm working. So it's something that I like.
Well, I would have to defer to you ipso facto as the number one Elvis fan that we know. What is the song? What is, if Elvis had one song, what is it to Linda Kearns?
I love Suspicious Minds. I do think that's a great song, but he had so many. Amazing. He sang a lot of gospel. He sang a great rendition of Amazing Grace, which is really beautiful. And the movie that came out, Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert, which was basically they took his old concert footage and basically strung it together in a movie so that he tells his own story. If you watch that, and it's now available on streaming, I, of course, bought it so that I have it and I can play it whenever I want. But you can see it on a lot of the streaming channels now. And I think that you see he's become a little bit of a caricature, you know, over the years with, you know, the costumes and so forth. But when you watch that movie, I think you understand just the rare talent that God gave him. And I think Elvis knew that God gave him that rare talent. And it's great that he was able to use it and bring his gift of music to everybody.
I am glad you said that. Elvis and Amazing Grace, despite all the hits, that's what I'd go with. And my measure is always, is there something about the person that's just not world-class musicality, whatever? There's a bigness to it. There's a mystique. And Elvis, that's big, and it always will be. I mean, there is just no doubt about it.
Yeah, Elvis had this, you know, certain people have just a charisma. They have a person like me. Like, I come on your show, your audience loves me.
Oh, God, they go wild. Give us more Linda Kearns all day long. Yes.
I have that charisma, but Elvis had just this personality, this charisma, like you just couldn't take your eyes off him. He really commanded that stage. He really knew how to engage the audience, and a lot of, you know, performers definitely learned from him. And I think that flattery, isn't that imitation's the best form of flattery.
Sure.
And look at all the Elvis impersonators there are out there.
Well, one closing story, Dan got the Oak Ridge Boys on. They were doing something here in town. They had a local connection. Somehow or another, I asked them, you know, the big moment. One of them was going to sing backup with a group with Elvis, and he had done 5,000 performances, this Oak Ridge guy, by then. And he said, I was throwing up, stuff like that, though. And then Elvis was 2 hours late. It didn't matter. When he walked in, I couldn't sing a note. It was just...
I bet.
Yeah, he just... I can't believe I'm with Elvis. Exactly. Hey, Linda, enjoy... Go ahead.
Well, don't forget, I'm in for Dawn all next week.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So I think, you know, we might even do a crossover on Monday.
All right.
Bring some things. I hope the Piazza Honda people don't mind. I might bring some things to put behind me. Or maybe I'll, you know, you can leave them up during your show so you can see Elvis's face, you know, while you're on the radio. So I'll go over all that with Henry.
All right. We'll do the crossover. This will be something here. Henry, file that writ of appeals, and I don't have to do a crossover at Linda Kearns right now.
And give me a full report on Monday. You know,
okay.
I told Rose specifically she's supposed to greet you when you get home with the martini and the slippers. So I'll want a full report because I'll go after her, Dom, if she's not. Because Elvis was the king of rock and roll. You are the king of talk radio.
Thank you, Linda, very much. Can you imagine Kirk going after Roe? Oh, my God. It's unprecedented.
No.
I mean, it couldn't be a sweeter. And I'll hear the banshee from election integrity goes after her. Yeah, Roe doesn't think that's so. The bell for a while, she thought was pretty funny. I only got one weekend of ringing the bell. After that, the slippers. And it's, I need from Linda a non-itchy mask, you know, when you're sleeping. I don't know how those people wear the mask to block out.
I always end up throwing mine like across the room. Like I'll wake up to the sun. Yeah, I do. I'll wake up to the sun still because that's like a lot of sun gets in my room. So I'll still wake up to the sun. I'll be like, what the heck? Where did it go? And it's on the floor, like on the other side of the room.
That's not itchy. Oh, I'm itchy.
No, it's not itchy at all. I just move around too much to keep it on.
Oh, God. Why would you do that? Why did you start doing it?
Because the sun wakes me up at like the crack of dawn, and I'm like, I don't want
to
be up.
Well,
yet.
Wait a minute. That's when you should be starting to book guests.
That's Tom Giordano time.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Dom, I'll make sure to get you a non-itchy mask, okay?
it sounds like
you're basically asking me to do that. So.
We are. Thank you, Linda. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for having me on again. Oh. Thank you to my producers. I like to call them my producers, Henry and Kurt.
Thank you. All next week with Linda Kearns. Oh, marking that down. That means I'm dragooned again. There'll be 9 out of 10 days I'm not in my own studio. I have to do the warm-up studio that really doesn't exist. Oh, God. 855-839-1210. All right, we're coming to your call. So Monday, we're probably going to be thinking of a public figure whose death moved you. Maybe you remembered fondly. Maybe there was something you look back on with humor or just, oh, my God, I can't believe. The biggest one that I remember public here, and I was at WWDB then, was when Frank Rizzo died. It was mind-boggling what happened. Of course, his connection with talk radio on a local level, that's probably the biggest. All right, we are looking for somebody who, as a kid, was world-class. Could be fictional, could be real. These are really good answers. On this, and Monday we'll go down the death that made a difference. 855-839-1210. At 2 o'clock, you don't want to miss a true hero, the doctor who it took a while for Henry to get him on. He's operating a lot. He was at Texas Children's Hospital, and he wasn't going along with the gender affirming care, and as a result of several things, he was scheduled to go to jail. If Trump had lost, the Biden administration was putting him in jail. Think about the outcome of that election, right? And now at Texas Children's, they have a detransition center. I say it every day. We are winning on this issue. But Dom, they are going to do it. But look at the damage. Look at the buffoonery of the WNBA. They can't even meet to define by their own standards who qualifies. In essence, what a woman is, how you would go about that. I still think they're going to land on some kind of hormonal thing. They're going to try to do that. And that is so degrading. We're winning on this issue. It's going to come up in the midterms and they're going to cry and whine and say, why do you keep on bringing it up? Well, then stop it. Just stop doing this and we'll stop it. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Could this year get any
f***ing worse? Dom Giordano presents... Progressive Women...
Your words are garbage, and you're a bad person at this point.
Gone Wild.
This is kind of a subcategory, maybe, an all-time Karen, don't touch me, to this cop, who if he were a Philadelphia cop, they would have drummed him out of the ranks. She would have been hogtied in 15 seconds. YouTube.com/1210. You really have to see this versus the hearing of it. She's pulled over and her refusal to comply. I don't think she says, you know who I am. I didn't hear that. That's the ultimate.
No.
Right there, though, they ought to add it 10 years to your sentence. We'll call it the Sonny Hostin rule. Listen to this exchange with a cop who I think is overly polite, just telling her to put her hands behind her back. She's going to be handcuffed after a certain point. Here's how it sounded.
In the car. Stay in the car.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have time for this.
No, you're staying in the car.
Don't have time for this.
Stay in the car. Stay in the car.
Can I help you, sir?
Stay in the car. You're being pulled over.
Thank you.
Send me another unit. Stay in the car.
I need to go.
No, I need to see your license, registration, proof of insurance.
I can't do that.
You're
right
going to be placed under arrest.
That's fine.
Okay.
Hands no, don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'll put my hands anywhere. Just stop touching
hands
me.
Hands behind your back.
Stop touching me.
Hands behind your back.
Me. Stop touching me.
Turn around. Hands
stop
behind
touching
your back.
Me, and I will put my turn hands around. Behind my back. If you stop touching me, put, I will
turn
put my
around.
Hands.
Hands behind your back.
Excuse me, sir.
You are going to be placed under arrest. Turn around. Hands behind your back.
Please stop touching.
You are going. You're placed under arrest for
why?
Obstruction. Hands behind your back.
Of what? Justice?
Yes.
This is justice.
Yes.
I have somewhere to be, man.
Hands behind your back.
No.
The officer calls for backup as the suspect refuses to cooperate with any of his instructions.
Turn around, hands behind your back. Please, do not do this.
I'm not doing that.
Please, what the heck?
Last time I dealt with cops, they beat the shit out of me.
Okay, well, we're not looking to do that.
I just want you.
Placing you under arrest.
What?
Turn around.
What did
put
I
your
do?
Hands behind
what
your back.
What did I do?
You're,
what did
you're
I
being,
do?
You're placed under arrest.
Why?
For obstruction.
Of what?
A motor vehicle stop.
A
because
motor vehicle stop.
You're looking to leave. Turn around, hands behind
if
your
I'm
back.
I'm looking to. Yeah, I'm looking turn to leave this situation.
And Henry, stop for a second here. Your blood pressure, as you were cutting this, I only saw the beginning of it. I think it went up 10 points.
It's
by seeing this.
I, like, you talk about, like, the whole, like, do you know who I am thing.
Yeah.
This might be more pompous than
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah.
The whole, like, I have somewhere to be.
I don't have time for this right now. I don't have time, man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and why does the cop say, please put your hands behind the back?
Yeah, he's being overtly nice.
Yes,
yeah,
and, exactly.
And she's, yeah, she's trying to get away. She's like, I don't have time for this. I got my keys, I got my wallet, I'm out of here.
Yeah, here, go take a look at it yourself.
And she's
oh,
single.
My God, oh, my God. Unbelievable. By the way, Mike Gibson, another contribution. We told you today that Kensington High School suddenly is shut down until January. The kids have to go to Austin Meehan to go there. They just put in $18 million in air conditioning. Now they discover asbestos. He says, and thank you, Mike, Austin Meehan Middle School is apparently right behind Lincoln. Now, Lincoln is the site of the freshman class going to school in a trailer, a massive series of trailers. Behind it will be the kids that get shuttled over 7 miles away from their own school because of the air conditioning asbestos thing. All in one area. Come on, media, do your job. If this isn't a mon, it's like a statue to how fraudulent the Philadelphia public schools are. They just truly, look, I know some of these buildings are ancient. They have $5 billion a year. Guy Shiraki has documented how many times rats running around, everything else. Now they have a school that was closed, going to be used by kids from 7 miles away, while other kids, the entire freshman class, goes to school in a trailer complex hooked up to Lincoln. Why? Overcrowding. Yeah. I like to debate them. They just say the overcrowding is now, it's popular. Oh, that area in Northeast Philadelphia is just overly popular. Is that why? Or is it the illegal immigration? Even the Inquirer hints it's the illegal immigration that's flooded that area. They don't have enough seats in the school, so they came up with a complex of trailers. I got to get up there and count the trailers. And they all lead then into the school. You go through all these hallways.
Are they going to add more?
Oh, because of the Austin Meehan?
Yeah.
No, they're opening up a school within a week that's been shut down for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine what that's going to be like? Oh, my God. Oh, can you imagine? And they have to be there until January from Kensington. You know, come January, they're going to say, oh, no, well, we need a few more months. Then they'll say, well, it's 100 degrees out. So $18 million in air conditioning in a building you can't use. Nice work. Philadelphia Public Schools. Okay, coming up, we'll talk with this doctor who is a hero. I think he's still at the same hospital, the Texas Children's Hospital, where they've added a detransition clinic because of all these kids that have been harmed by so-called gender-affirming care. CHOP, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, maybe you should pay attention to this, but you're not. You got powerful people. You got a lot of money. And you're defiant. We'll see. We'll see who wins in the end with this. 855-839-1210 and Dom's Money Melody for a big prize. All on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3.
from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.